from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin Tuesday hosted Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan in their first encounter since Ankara downed one of Moscow's warplanes last November, sparking a deep diplomatic crisis. The voice you hear is Vladimir Putin as the two met in St. Petersburg. He says, your visit today, despite a very difficult situation regarding domestic politics, indicates that we all want to restart dialogue and restore relations between Russia and Turkey. The visit to Russia is Erdogan's first foreign trip since the failed coup against him in July. Erdogan said the Turkish people were happy that Putin had expressed his support following the attempted coup, expecting the two countries to enter a very different phase with the steps they have taken. Yemeni forces loyal to the internationally recognized government of Abed Rabo Mansour Hadi have taken over several key positions outside Sana'a in the eastern mountainous region of Nim. The forces' advancement comes on the heels of the failed UN peace talks in Kuwait between Hadi's government and Shiite rebels known as Houthis, who control much of Yemen's northern region, including Sana'a. The privately run American University of Afghanistan in Kabul has formally announced that its campus operations will remain temporarily suspended. It comes after Sunday's kidnapping of two of its foreign teaching staff. Afghan authorities say unknown gunmen Sunday evening abducted the two lecturers, an American and Australian, near the university. So far, there have been no claims of responsibility. It adds they're in close contact with Afghan authorities. This is VOA News. Delta Airlines says it was canceling nearly 250 flights Tuesday. It looks to restore operations after a power outage hit its computer systems Monday, canceling about 1,000 flights. The outage forced Delta to ground its plane, stranding passengers at airports around the globe. Delta said it would offer compensation to customers affected by the significant delays or cancellations. Israel said Tuesday it had arrested a United Nations employee for allegedly providing material assistance to the Islamist movement Hamas. Engineer Wahid Bourj works for the UN diplomatic program since 2003. He was arrested on July 16th and indicted in a civilian court in Israel Tuesday, according to a government statement. He is the second humanitarian worker to be charged by Israel in the past week with aiding Hamas. Pakistani lawyers are boycotting courts Tuesday, the form of protest following Monday's suicide attack in the city of Quetta that killed at least 70 people and wounding more than 100 others, mostly lawyers, who had gathered to mourn the killing of a legal colleague. Both attacks were claimed by a Pakistani Taliban offshoot. Terrorism analyst Greg Barton of Australia's Deakin University was asked about the Islamic State's claim in the suicide attack.
This group, Jamaat al-Ahra, broke away from the Tehrik-e Taliban Pakistan almost exactly 2 years ago in August 2014, and it's now a fierce rival. Now, of course, Islamic State is a fierce rival of the Taliban, both in Pakistan and in Afghanistan, and it's picking up disgruntled members of the Taliban. So it's plausible that it's now established some alliance with Jamaat al-Ahra. If that were to be confirmed, that would be a very bad development. At this stage, it's just a claim.
And now to Syria. Up to 2 million people in Aleppo have gone without running water for the past 4 days. And the United Nations warned Tuesday that the situation is catastrophic. The UN Children's Agency says that fierce fighting that has rocked Aleppo in recent weeks had damaged the electricity networks needed to pump water supplies throughout the city. The Dutch temporary employment agency Randstad announced Tuesday that it's buying the U.S. Jobs Monster site for $429 million. It will boost its foothold in the United States. Monster is a global online job listing service that lists its services across 40 countries. In the Japanese city of Nagasaki Tuesday, a bell tolled as thousands observed a moment of silence to mark the 71st anniversary of the dropping of a second U.S. atomic bomb at the end of World War II. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.